Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday.
Hey brother, did you hear the song I posted on my page? 'Cause I need to know you think that it's okay. It's been harder for me since you went away. Hey sister, I've been meaning to tell you that I'm proud. Got a family now and that's still weird as hell. And I never say but you're doing so.
At 8 minutes past eight, and Elliot is one of the artists who's going to be performing at the Secret Garden gig coming up next month in the sublime location of the Dookie Quarry. Another such artist is Benny Walker, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you looking forward to this quarry gig?
Yeah, very much so. Gig in general or something to look forward to normally, and even more so, you know, coming at the other side of pretty quiet 18 months. So it's nice to be looking forward to getting up on stage and sharing with my band and the other artists, and also sharing the experience with the audience.
I think the last time we were down in the quarry for a Secret Garden gig was last January, so it's nearly a year, and it was in the middle of summer. And it was absolutely freezing. I don't know if you were there.
No, I wasn't there for that.
It was it was a bizarre weather event. We all sat there, yes, very freezing, but we sat there till the end because it was so good, and I'm sure this Secret Garden gig will be just as good, if not better.
We're going to do our very best, I know that.
I'm sure you will. So tell us a bit about your career. You're a Yorta Yorta man from Echuca.
Yep. So, I grew up in a family that was very, very musical. Both my grandfathers were musicians and played in bands locally. And I started playing piano at about the age of 8 and the age of 10. Dad started teaching me a few chords on the guitar, and I fell head over heels for the guitar and started playing pretty relentlessly and just trying to teach myself everything I could by ear, because I didn't know how to read at the time, and I that's how my guitar playing continued to evolve. I just basically learned everything by ear as much as I could, and then started writing, and it was not until I finished high school. I played in bands in high school, etc. But then once I left high school and got a real job, I decided that I'd prefer to, you know, try and forge a path in the music industry. So I started writing and recording and trying to book a few shows. And, you know, that was probably about 12 years ago, that I actually sort of decided to go after the career. And yeah, I've been lucky enough now to tour the country a number of times, tour over in Canada a few times, and you know, release records and singles and things like that. And you know, now we're led us to here and preparing for more regional shows and like this Dookie Quarry gig.
And you performed alongside Archie Roach and Alex Lloyd and others, I believe.
Yeah, I've been really lucky to play with some real icons of the Australian music industry. Yeah, as you said, Uncle Archie Roach, I was lucky enough to even do some vocals on one of his records, the Into the Bloodstream album. And done some slots for support slots for guys like, you know, Alex Lloyd, and shared the stage with him. And a real buzz for me during that tour was jumping up and doing a duet with Alex Lloyd on his song Amazing, which was a very amazing experience.
Yeah, well, it is, I have to say, an amazing song.
It is an amazing song. It was one of those ones, you know, when I was starting out playing in pubs and things like that, it was one that was definitely up my sleeve in the early days. So it wasn't hard for me to dust it off and jump on stage with him and do it. That was a real buzz. And you know, along the way, I got to play some really amazing venues, big and small, and tour some amazing parts of the world. And it's so many memories that I cherish. I was talking to someone about it the other day. You know, some of the best memories are from probably the some of the roughest gigs I've done. You know, touring around, sleeping in the back of a van, but you know, in that time, yeah, I'd be touring with maybe another musician that's a friend, and getting to see some beautiful places. And you wake up, you know, in a car park on the beach, and you know, jump and go for a surf or a swim, and hit the road onto the next gig. And you know, you're just really just trying to, you know, get your name out there and get as much experience as possible. And you know, there's some really, really fun times, and memories I hold really dear.
So you've just recently released your third studio album.
Yeah, and look, I released it, middle last year, so I guess it's still, for me, it feels really, really new still. I haven't been able to tour the album due to the obvious reasons. So it's nice now getting to look at playing those songs live. It's something where normally when I put out a record, I hit the road and do a tour for about a year off the back of that album and then start writing again. And because I haven't done the touring, sort of feel like I haven't completed the cycle, and I'm not quite ready to, you know, jump headfirst back into writing so much. So I'm looking forward to playing the shows and playing the songs. And, I actually wrote some of the songs on this record with the live setting in mind. You know, I wanted to make sure there were songs on there that were upbeat, and you know, if I walk on stage with my band, that we can keep that high energy. There's obviously those, you know, some of the more the slower stuff in there as well, you know, for a bit of light and shade. But yeah, I was definitely conscious when doing this last record to put those ones in there that really serve well in the live setting.
So I guess the people going to the Secret Garden gig at Dookie will be some of the first people to see this album performed live.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So, the band and I, you know, when we play live, we want to come out and kind of hit the stage with the... We hit it hard with some of the kind of more rocking ones. Usually the first three or four tunes are fairly upbeat, and so we're really looking forward to that and you know, playing the live versions of these songs, and they start to take on a life of their own. The more we play them, they evolve, and we find little, you know, little pockets in the songs that, you know, weren't necessarily there on the record, and we like to explore. So it becomes really fun for us, and the energy on stage then changes and becomes heightened, and then we like to, you know, the crowd feeds off that, and we feed off the crowd's enthusiasm, and yeah, it's a really fun way to to be able to share music with people.
Yeah, it sounds, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, music was always performed live in the first place, so I guess you're just going back to what music is all about.
Yeah, yeah, and look, it's all facets of the creation and the sharing of music is great, but nothing quite compares to the buzz of playing a live show, that's for sure.
You're on 1FM Live and Local, and I am talking to Benny Walker. He's performing at the Dookie Quarry on December 11 as part of the next Secret Garden gig. He'll be performing with Elliot, Ryan Meeking, Aluka and Charlie McCosh. Sounds like a great lineup, Benny.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to, you know, share the stage with Ryan Meeking. He's a good friend of mine, and I've known Elliot for quite a number of years as well. You know, being from Echuca, and you know, she used to do quite a few shows over here, and I remember looking forward also to, you know, hearing stuff I haven't heard before from Aluka and Charlie McGosh. So yeah, it's exciting from that point of view for me as well.
So if you want to get tickets, it's www.thesecretgardengigs.com, or you can look them up on Facebook. There's plenty of information there. I'm sure that you won't have a snap freezing event like we had in January. I'm sure it'll be a beautiful, warm summer's night. And it's just a beautiful thing to sit there in the quarry and watch the sun set as you hear some live music, Benny. So I hope you actually get to kick back and enjoy some of it too.
I will. I'm really looking forward to getting over there and just hanging out for the whole day and, yeah, watching all the other artists play and waiting for my time to come around to do so as well. So the photos that I've seen look amazing. I've heard people talk about it, and everyone absolutely loves the venue. So I'm pretty pumped to get over there.
Yeah, it's a special spot, and it's a private part of on private property, so it's not like you can just go there any time. So it's a special, unique opportunity to access this really cool landscape as well as hear the fantastic music. Speaking of which, I think we're going to play, I think it was the first single released from your latest album, I Don't Blame You. We're going to play that now, Benny, and we'll let you go, and hopefully we'll see you at the Secret Garden gig at Dookie Quarry December 11. Thanks for your time, Benny.
Thank you, Terry. I'll just say a quick g'day to Archie and Donovan and Theo, my three sons that are listening as well.
Speaking of which, I believe you've just had a recent addition, is that right?
I have, yeah. Three boys now, so we're going to be very busy, my wife and I. So.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm sure they'll all be musical like you too. Thanks so much for your time, Benny. We're going to play I Don't Blame You now. I can see what you want, and I know how it's done. And
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location. Right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.